Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and it is part two of our conversation with Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone Garriott. As yesterday, we looked at public schools receiving a 2% state supplemental aid for the next school year. Also, Senate File 619 that would allow Iowa to get economic reserve funds each year to be used for disaster recovery efforts, an area where the governor issues a disaster proclamation, as well as House File 928 that makes several changes to how and when an election recount can happen. As we continue the conversation, Sarah, now with the announcement of Governor Kim Reynolds not seeking another term, can you share your thoughts about what she's meant to you in your time in the legislature?
Our governor has had a complicated presence in our state, and her legacy will be a complicated one. At this point, you know, there are some real mixed feelings about her work, and big priorities for her were passing private school vouchers and dismantling the area education agencies. And because of that, even within her own party, she's got some complicated relationships. You know, there were a number of folks in her own party that she primaried because they resisted her efforts to pass the private school voucher plan. And so, you know, there's a lot to unpack with any governor's legacy. But what we're seeing now is this like shifting political reality where folks are all saying, well, maybe I don't want to run for governor. So whether it's Democrats or Republicans, all these folks are looking at the future of Iowa and the politics of Iowa in the next election in a different way. So we're going to hear lots and lots of announcements of different people wanting to run in our state government. That means that whoever is in leadership now might be jumping over to run for governor, and that's going to change everything. So it's an interesting time if you like state politics. Some interesting personalities that would bring very different things to that role. But what I would really like to see in our next governor is someone that's really gonna bring people to work together, because one of my biggest concerns is there's been a lot of very partisan language and focus on very partisan issues that can be divisive. You know, I really want to see a governor who's going to bring people together to work on the issues that Iowans care about the most. And one of those that's really important for a lot of my neighbors is public schools.
Absolutely. We continue along. A few more questions here for you. Well, of course, always like to give you the opportunity to talk about other bills that you're working on there in the Senate.
Yeah, so there is some legislation that, you know, it's still alive, but I don't know if it's going to pass or move forward. One of those bills was double up food bucks. So this is a way to really incentivize healthy food and support local agriculture by matching SNAP dollars, that food assistance from the federal government, to help people buy fresh produce at farmers markets and local grocery stores. Right now, it's entirely charity funded. It's a really successful program. It really benefits local agriculture and those small scale producers. But unfortunately, there's just limits to how much money is available, so it's not statewide. So a bill was put forward and it did move forward, but now it's just stuck in the Appropriations Committee, and we don't know if we're going to get it out of there. But to have some state money behind it could really help local agriculture. There was a pilot last year, child care assistance. So anybody who worked for a child care provider, they were, you know, working, caring for kids, if they had kids, they could qualify for child care assistance funds to pay for their own kids' care. And that has been really beneficial to a lot of home daycares and centers. And we don't know if that pilot program is going to be renewed. The governor had a child care assistance program as part of a larger package, but that seems to be dead. So we don't know if that's going to move forward in the way that it was designed. But this piece would be so important to keep going for another year. So I've been talking to folks and saying, hey, if we're going to invest some money, we should do it here, because our child care providers are the most important people to make sure that this system functions and that we've got centers open for families who need care for their kids. And it's just really beneficial. And then property taxes, you know, we keep hearing there's going to be some property tax legislation. We've seen a few different kinds of different Iowa communities are impacted in different ways. And so it's really complex. And I was in the elevator with one of the people who's kind of the chief property tax guy. And I said, how's it going? And he expressed a lot of frustration because it is so complicated. We don't want to cut off growth. We don't want to leave cities in a position where they can't fund vital services, but we also want to make sure that the property owners aren't continuing to be added to that pressure that they feel and the cost of just holding on to their homes, their properties. And so I don't know if we're going to see that get addressed in the session, but I think that we shouldn't rush anything if we want to do it right.
And to end here, you know, there's also been some rumblings of you running for Iowa's 3rd congressional district seat in 2026. So are you seriously considering this, and what kind of led to your decision behind that?
So I am seriously considering running for the 3rd district, running for Congress. For me, public service is a calling. And so I ran for the state legislature because I saw opportunities to help my neighbors through state government, felt that I had some gifts to offer. And so, you know, I'm still, you know, I'm discerning this, but I am seeing a need to have people in our federal government who really show up in the community, who listen to what's going on in folks' lives, and who really stand up and speak out on behalf of what the people of Iowa need. I don't think I'm seeing that right now from our current representative. And there's a lot of frustration on the ground about that. You know, we want to make sure that decisions at every level really are benefiting Iowans and keeping Iowans' priorities at heart. And that's something really important to me. And so always looking for opportunities to continue to do that work.
Well, again, we appreciate everything that you are doing right now here in the Senate. Again, it is Iowa Senator out of District 14, Sarah Trone Garriott, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Sarah, really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day to come on here and talk to our listeners.
Well, and I just want to encourage everybody out there, you know, look up who is your Iowa legislator, your senator, your representative, and just send them an email and let them know what you care about. Just knowing who they are is really important, and letting them know what matters to you, it does make the process better. It makes government work better for the people.
Great advice there. And again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.